This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Total Information AM. We're continuing our segments with the Federal Reserve, and we have with us Amanda Geiger, a senior econ education specialist. Amanda, thanks so much for being here. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Today, we're talking about how the Fed ensures local economies are represented in policy and kind of taking into account economic conditions, challenges, the needs for different regions across the country when making decisions that affect the entire nation and so forth. So, how can you explain how the Federal Reserve gathers input from local communities to inform its policy decisions?
Sure. So the Federal Reserve System has three main entities, one of which is your 12 district reserve banks. So the United States was divided up into 12 districts. There are district banks in each of them that represent the economies of that region. And so the presidents of those banks serve on these policymaking committees like the FOMC. And they spend a lot of their time in the communities. They do a lot of listening on our advisory boards from the different industry councils. They look at the research that our economist teams put together about local economic conditions. And a lot of it is just us being out in the community. We visit different businesses. We do a lot of listening to make sure that the economic data that we are collecting and gathering, we can also kind of match with the real on-the-ground experience that we're hearing from these communities.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think they're making policies that don't just affect big cities, but they're also working in rural areas. Explain how that happens.
Mm-hmm. So, sure. So the districts are, each district has kind of a different number of branches based on the needs of the community. So in the St. Louis area, the 8th district, there are three additional branches, one in Memphis, one in Little Rock, and one in Louisville. And so each of those has team members and their executives who spend a lot of time in the community and a lot of time on their individual industry councils. And so they really work really hard to make sure that it's geographically representative of the districts and the areas that they're assigned to those zones, but also that it is industry diverse, right? So what is like a particularly heavy industry in one district in the Federal Reserve is not necessarily the same as it would be in another district. So there's a lot of agriculture in the 8th district, and it will maybe be different than the agriculture in the 6th district, which is based out of Atlanta and covers most of the Southeast. So it's representative of the communities that we are a part of.
Can you give us some, for instance, on some of the policies?
Well, the one that everybody talks about is monetary policy that comes out of the Federal Open Market Committee, where they set a target range for the federal funds rate, which then has an influence on other market rates that people might see.
What role do the Federal Reserve's regional banks play in representing local economies?
So they participate on the FOMC. So the FOMC, or the Federal Open Market Committee, is one of the three entities of the Fed. It is the main monetary policy-making body. It includes all seven of the governors from the Board of Governors, plus the 12 district bank presidents. So every district is represented at every meeting of the Federal Open Market Committee. And a part of that meeting is the information sharing, and they discuss economic conditions and economic concerns of their communities. And then they get into the policy discussion, and then before they eventually vote and make a decision that gets publicly announced at the press conference. So they are actively involved, not just in preparing and listening to the communities and looking at local regional data, but then they are an active participant in the national dialogue at the table when those decisions are made.
Hmm. So I wanted to ask you about just everyday people. They're walking and they're in their cars, and why should they care about what policies the Fed is worried about here in making all of this balanced? And at what level can people get involved, and can they?
Well, they can. The Federal Reserve, the information is available. It is on our websites. It's on the Board of Governors' websites. You can look at the meetings. You can read the press conference results. There's also a report called the Beige Book. that is,
I've heard of
I was going to say, it's one of my
book.
Favorites, and Planet Money has made it very popular.
I believe KMOX, we've had Beige Book talks in the past.
Well, I am a big fan of the Beige Book because it's actually a really nice summary. So the Beige Book is one of the documents that's prepared in preparation for the FOMC meeting. And essentially, it's kind of a summary of all of the meetings and all of the opportunities to talk to local businesses and local individuals about economic conditions or concerns that they have.
It's full of reports.
Yeah. Well, but it's actually quite short, right?
Okay.
So there's about a paragraph for each of the different zones. So Louisville, Little Rock, and Memphis.
So
and then the
beige,
St. Louis.
Beige page.
Yes. It's
beige
it's page. Actually quite short. So it's very accessible. It's written in a way that is really easy to digest, but it's also a great place to kind of learn more. So my advice to people would just be curious. When you hear something that you have a question about or you want to read that report for yourself and know more, the St. Louis Fed website is a great place to go because we have lots of economic reports. We have lots of video content. We have lots of podcasts, things that are trying to kind of articulate what it is that we're doing and how that work is reflective of what's happening in the region. And so I would say just be curious. Go to our website, start searching terms that you've heard that you were curious about and learn more.
Amanda Geiger, our guest here on KMOX, Senior Econ Education Specialist with the Federal Reserve here in St. Louis. Amanda, thanks so much for the time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.